On May 27th, an open letter appears in the Sunday editions of newspapers in New York, London, and Tokyo. It was a message from John and Yoko to tell people that all was well with them and that they hadn't forgotten all their friends, who they were thinking of all the time. In the printed message, they said that they were thankful for all the plentifulness in their lives at the time, and to remind everyone that the future of the Earth was up to all of us. At the end of the letter, they said, "We love you, John and Yoko Ono, May 27, 1979, New York City. P.S. We noticed that three angels were looking over our shoulders when we wrote this." On January 16, 1980, Paul McCartney was arrested at the new Tokyo International Airport for possessing 8 ounces of marijuana. He was released 10 days later for immediate deportation without being charged. The reasons given for his release were that they had determined that the marijuana was for his personal use and that he had sustained large financial losses due to the cancellation of the tour. On May 20th, 1980, Paul McCartney releases a new album. It's called McCartney 2. It was put together in the same manner as his first solo effort, where he recorded, played all the instruments, and composed all the music on a tape machine in his home. Here he explains.
I just wanted to do something totally different, and so I got a machine. And just plugged one single microphone into the back of the machine, and didn't use a recording console. And I was originally just going to do 2 weeks messing about and just have a loon for 2 weeks. At the end of 2 weeks, I'd done a few tracks and I was starting to get into it. So I kept it another 2 weeks and another 2 weeks and another 2 weeks. I ended up having it for over 6 weeks or something, I think. And it just kept coming out, you know, I wasn't trying to do an album. In fact, I was trying not to do an album, just for my own satisfaction and stuff. But in the end, I had a few tracks and I played them to a couple of people and they said, "Oh, I see, that's your next album." And it occurred to me, oh yeah, probably is. So then I got a bit serious on it and tried to make it into an album, which was the worst part of it. I was having fun till then.